the Divrei Torah about how you need to have all four meetings together. Everyone has heard all the Divrei Torah about why we have Sukkot this time of year, and all the Divrei Torah about how we're supposed to appreciate what we have when we leave the Sukkah. I don't want to belabor the point. Everybody's heard it already. There's no need to go back to it. An idea that you might not have heard was that the Gemara identifies the Etrog as Priyetz Hadar, Hadar Be'ilanomi, Shana Deshana, the fruit that sits on its tree from year to year. So this is not a Gemara saying, well, really, what are we supposed to do about Etrog? Like, the Gemara knows what they did last year. They know that already. What's Peshat? The Gemara asks this very simple question. What's an Etrog? What's a Lulav? What's an Arava? Tzafzifa? This or that? The Gemara asks this very often. Here and there, the Gemara asks, what is this? What is that? And you wonder, didn't they know what they did last year? They didn't blow shofar last year? They had to ask this question? At least in this instance, it's important to know a very basic, fundamental facet of our tradition. The Torah was given to us, Torah Shebechtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. The written Torah and the oral Torah. Five books of Moshe, and then the Nevi'im and Achar, etc. And the Ketuvim. The only mitzvot that we have come from Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Not that Hashem said two things on Har Sinai, 10 things on Har Sinai, and the rest Rabbi Agoftan. All five books of Moshe are the mitzvot of Hashem, and only Nevuat Moshe Rabbeinu can be mechayev us in mitzvot. Those are the 613 mitzvot haketuvot in the Torah. Now, they're not so clear. Ukachtem lachem b'yom harishon priyetz hadar. I don't know what they mean. So the Torah Shebaal Peh sometimes comes to add mitzvot, things that we didn't know to do, like Simchat Beit HaShoeva, we just read about. There's just a hint in today's Kiryat HaTorah that happened in the Beit HaMikdash, all the dancing and singing and fun. Sometimes it is Mifareshet, the Halakha. It teaches us what do these words mean. If you look in the Rambam's introduction to the Perush HaMishnah, he tells you that there are different types of Torah Shebaal Peh. Sometimes you have Perushim HaMikubalim Misinai. Not that the halakha is a brand new thing from Sinai, but Perushim HaMikubalim Misinai means, the Rambam writes in his introduction to Perush HaMishnah, it means that the Torah says something, but it's not clear what it means. The Perush HaMikubalim Misinai is, the tradition we have about the definition of this word is, Periyetz Hadar means, Hadar Be'ilano Mishana L'Shana. And the Gemara was asking me, what is an etrog? It wasn't asking me, V'achan Shekarbo Konim. The Torah says to do this, Sukkot is coming, what should we do? No, they're not stupid. The Gemara is saying, what is the tradition that we have? What does the Torah Shebaal Peh say about defining this term? That we should put it down in the books now, in the canonicized discussions of the Gemara, forever. That's the question the Gemara, Hadar Be'ilano Mishana L'Shana. And there are other facets of Torah Shebaal Peh. You should look in, and later the Derashot, Kal Vachomer, Gzera Shava, etc. All these things that Rambam discusses and delineates in his introduction to the Perush HaMishnah. Now, what does it mean, Hadar Be'ilano Mishana L'Shana? It lives on a tree every single year, and then until you take it off, it could have stayed there. Didn't have to leave. It was very happy where it was, and you took it off and used it for the mitzvah and it died. That's the etrog. You know, we happen to be here also, Be'al Korcheinu, against our will. The Neshama could have sat in Shamayim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever, enjoying Tzela Shekhinah. But Ba'al Korcha Atanolat, Hashem brought it down here for us against our will. And we have to live here and we have to use it. A goof without a neshama is dead. Arba minim without an etrog is dead, it's worthless. Happens to be that etrog has a lot of value. Okay. But even without that, it's worthless. The same way that the etrog is here to do the mitzvah and without it you can't, our neshama is here for us to do the mitzvot. We went through the chemotherapy of Yom HaKippurim, says Rav Kook, and now Simchat Sukkot is the time to bring in the new mitzvot into our neshama and to revive our neshama. Now is the time. The same way we inspected our etrog with tremendous precision, looking at it with the, of course, everyone's a jeweler, everyone brought a loop with him to buy etrog game, right? So the same way we inspected with such criticism to make it better and find the perfect one, we have to make sure that neshamot are perfectly clean. Everyone should have a chag sameach.